Picture yourself at a bookstore in an airport. I guess you're reading Michael Crichton now. It's Nerd Rage, the Great Debate! Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nerd Rage, the Great Debates. I am Wonder Dave. I will be your host and moderator for this episode. And today, we are talking Michael Crichton franchises. That's right. We're doing the battle of bad, bad theme parks. It's Westworld versus Jurassic Park. Roar! Yippee-ki-yay. I don't know what's happening. Hey, super excited. We're talking Westworld versus Jurassic Park today on the pod. We have two teams. This is a classic Rage format, which we haven't done too recently, I don't think. And how this is going to go down is two people who love a thing will fight two people who love a different thing, and how dare they? So on today's podcast, we've got some excellent Ragers you've heard before. Championing Jurassic Park, we have the team of Cordae Snell and Becca Henry. Hey!
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Without getting too much into your points, just a little how and why. How you love Jurassic Park? Why? What's going on? What's up with Jurassic Park? Them dinosaurs?
Because it's dinosaurs. Literally everyone likes dinosaurs. Also, closest thing to real dragons. So clearly, this
exactly.
is the line I'm going
to
be on.
Closest thing to real dragons. Also, raptors are fucking amazing. The T-Rex is a fucking beast. Why would you not love dinosaurs in Jurassic Park?
Come and then they start like making hybrids. Endless are possibilities. We can solve like all sorts of diseases.
Hybrids. Come on now. What are the
stuff? Just all right. Dinosaurs.
All right. I can tell that you two are super passionate about
that. You already know. You know.
You guys are hyped.
Don't cross this T-Rex. What's up?
And your opponents, they are here to champion Westworld. And they are Cristiano and Jazz Sufi. Welcome back to the podcast, ladies.
We're great.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. Tell us a little bit about why Westworld is the Michael Crichton property you've chosen to champion today.
Okay. So this incredible celebration of millennial culture, because here's the thing. If you go back in the time zone, Anthony Hopkins and Jeffrey Wright are about millennials. So celebrated millennial actor Anthony Hopkins delivers a stirring performance as a man who tried, kind of. I don't want to take the whole time.
Christy?
I love robots and AI. I think it's great. It's a great series. Yeah, I fucks with it. Let's go. Let's party.
Cool. For those of you who are new to the podcast, one, go to nerdragepodcast.com and listen to all of our stuff. Go to komed.io and support us on Patreon. That's a great thing to do. One of the things you can be doing if you support us on Patreon is seeing me in my pajamas right now on the stream that we're airing on Patreon. What fun. There's a few things about how this debate works that I'm going to go over now. The sound effects are going to work as follows because these are timed debates and this show has a structure, apparently. So debaters, when you start your debate, you will hear this sound. When you have 10 seconds remaining, you will hear this sound. And when your time is up, you will hear this sound. All right, we are going to be starting these debates right after this.
Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
Hi, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Annie. Have you ever enjoyed a palaver?
Is it good to be the dog's dinner?
Who is this Bob, and why is he your uncle?
For the answers to all these questions, you'll have to listen to our podcast, Boo to a Goose, breaking down British and American expressions and idioms.
We use them, define them, and explain their history, all in a short, digestible format.
So go ahead and check out Boo to a Goose wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheerio!
That means goodbye.
And we're back. All right. During the thing, I flipped a coin, and the people who are going first are going to be Jurassic Park. So Jurassic Park, we've got 2 minutes on the clock. You two are going to tell us why Jurassic Park is superior to Westworld in the world of bad, bad theme parks. In three, two, one.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously, both of these stories are about scientific progression, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, is Westworld is about progressing with just straight up artificial intelligence. And as science fiction has taught us from the beginning of science fiction, that will only end poorly, ever, right? Okay, so Jurassic Park, we're now messing with the timeline of nature, also not going to end well. However, with Jurassic Park, we have dinosaurs, and we have this like upsurge of things that once existed in the natural world that are now existing again. And so even if / when that goes poorly, we're basically just going to be devolving back into this crazy planet full of amazing creatures, and maybe not humans, but that's probably not the worst thing. But with Westworld, that's just a world full of robots, and nobody wants that except robots. Literally nobody. Mm-hmm. Terminator teach you nothing. Corday?
Exactly. Speaking of robots, artificial intelligence is basically another form of copying of the same person as they are. So if this robot gets out, they'll assume your life and then take over the world. And then that's how robots take over the world. We do not want that. We do not want that at all. With dinosaurs, though, we're on this island. And then also, how great is Jurassic Park? We are showing everybody how amazing they were. Everybody wants to see a T-Rex. Not all dinosaurs eat meat. There are some from Lampetan before time. The long necks, they eat leaves. There's vegetarian and vegan dinosaurs, which is fucking amazing and incredible. Also, not only how great is Jurassic World, the franchise has got rebooted, so they made it three. So they make it two different ones. So they have the Jurassic Park one originally. Now it's the Jurassic World. They're making two different ones. So it's as good as Star Wars.
Yeah, it's popular. That's our argument.
Popular.
As Jurassic Park, as good as Star Wars. cool. Listen, I'm not here to argue. I'm here to moderate, my friends.
All right. Exactly.
All right, Producer Will, let's put 2 minutes on the clock, and Christy and Jazz, make your points for Westworld in three, two, one.
Now I could begin saying many things about robots. Many things have been said about robots, but I want to place us in time of the original Westworld movie, which was 1973. Other things, it was an eventful year. According to Wikipedia, Watergate happened. Back when we cared about things, they created light beer in 1973. But I bring this up because that was the year Roe versus Wade was determined. I would argue that the Westworld franchise is a celebration of a woman's right to choose by being a robot and thus obviously you get to the whole point is fake robots with their fake kids and their fake dead kid narratives. It's the 90% of Westworld is my kid is dead and it makes me sad. That I realize that doesn't sound like I'm defending it, but I'll leave that part to Christy.
I will say both franchises have very strong female leads, right? Dolores, Maeve, the dinosaurs, all girls. I love it. Fucking love the representation. But where both are kind of exploring the hubris of man and developing science and technology, Westworld is bringing us AI, which is amazing because AI now, they're working on creating new drug treatments and they're learning medicine to help human beings. Whereas Jurassic Park with the experiments in genetic modification is going to lead us to eugenics. Yeah, that's right. Fuck that, guys. We don't need that. I will say, I love dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are cool. But Westworld has fucking robots who are cowboys. There's the Shogun world. And you get to kill fucking Nazis in some worlds. And has the apocalypse. So it is just, yeah, numbers, cool stuff. That's it. Yes.
Can we just acknowledge that anyone who goes to Nazi world in Westworld is the worst person? That should be a stamp on your passport.
Clearly. I'm not
from
be on the ally side in that world. Otherwise, what the fuck, man?
I thought the Raj was bad enough, and then it's like, no, actual Nazis.
Yeah, that was quite a turn.
Oh my. I guess at this point I should acknowledge this podcast gonna be full of spoilers. I didn't even know there was a Nazi world. And now I didn't. That's whew. Okay. I get it. Oh. I see what's happening here. Spoiler, I'm ready for it.
I guess.
What?
Spoiler
when
alert.
I said Nazi world, I meant it's not Sea World. Living animals. Okay. You might call it a zoo. Per se, I know that's a common phrase for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a non-marine animal world. Sorry, how did I misunderstand that?
Right,
like the animal kingdom, except you can fuck the animals.
Oh, it's no! It's just plushy world. Well, before we go down this road any further, I think it's time for rebuttals. Team Jurassic Park, tell us why you're right and they're wrong in 3, 2, 1.
Okay. First of all, if you're talking about eugenics, you're worried about eugenics happening, but Westworld has a fucking Nazi world? They started eugenics. Are you get out of here. That's not even an argument anymore. Also, everybody knows that the rainforest is like the greatest source for pharmaceuticals that like chances of curing cancer and rare diseases. And the unsung hero of Jurassic World is all the flora. Right? Uh-huh. We are talking about the fauna, but it's the flora. They're bringing back plants too, which means that is a completely untapped market of potential for pharmaceuticals and life-saving drugs that doesn't have anything to do with fucking Nazis.
Exactly. Nothing to do with fucking Nazis. Bring it back and helping everybody to pharmaceutical world. Also, Westworld, the people who are talking on the other side are doing nothing but spoilers of season 3. So that's fucking terrible. If you wanted to get in the show, they're ruining it for you. And if you haven't caught up, there's a Nazi world and there's spoilers. Who hates more people than Nazis and spoilers? Those are the two worst people in the world. Two
I
worst people.
Bringing that up. Okay. It's just one world in the whole park.
Also, it's quarantine. No one has any excuse not to be caught up on any TV show that has ever been created, ever.
Seriously.
That's only something someone from a Nazi world would say.
That's it. Ring the bell. We're ready to fight. Okay, guys. Start this. Let's go. Hey, listen, shut the fuck up, okay? They don't do anything with the rainforest and trying to find medicine, okay? The fucking dinosaurs had the lysine contingency and they only survived by finding fucking soy. Good job, man. That's so lame.
Also, for the record, we don't need the rainforest to cure diseases because we've already cured all diseases in Westworld. Thanks. It's established.
And also, I don't know, man. It has a good soundtrack. And Jurassic Park also just sounds like SeaWorld. Yeah. It's just abuse of animals and keeping them in captivity for our own entertainment. Fuck that. That's awful. This Westworld is a beautiful movie and series franchise that will give you more time to explore the philosophical themes about what it is to be human and what it is to, like, I don't know, fucking hate dinosaurs. Now I'm so fucking mad. I'll stop. Jazz, please.
You are not encouraged to fuck the dinosaurs. You are
oh God.
You know what? I stand by it. I stand by it. You are not encouraged to fuck the dinosaurs. End of thoughts. That's exactly where I meant to stop.
Listen, you did fine.
Usually on these episodes. Go ahead, Corday. I want to know.
I never thought fucking a dinosaur would ever come across somebody's fucking mind. Like, yeah.
You're not encouraged to.
That just shows a lack of imagination. In people's
minds. Now they want to, probably. But, oh, that's a possibility. Now you got people going to the wrong Jurassic World. No, see, this is only something you would learn from a Westworld person. That's the only thought. It's the only thing you would get from a Westworld person.
Movie concept.
Traditionally, on these classic rages, we do a 1 minute closing statement from each team after rebuttals. Team Jurassic Park, do you have any thoughts you'd like to leave us with on this?
Dinosaurs are the best. Everyone loves dinosaurs, and nobody likes Nazis except for other Nazis.
Exactly. And then also, people who like Nazis also are trying to fuck dinosaurs, yeah, which I've never heard of and never came about. And then they have a whole Nazi world. Do you want to be in a Nazi world? Of course not. That was World War I or sometime in history. I don't know.
Definitely two.
I was going to say two. I was going to say two, but I thought I was going to be wrong. So yeah, look at that. Nazi world is fucking up the history. Look at that. Don't bring it back.
All right, thank you for those closing statements. Team Westworld, final thoughts?
I would just like to say that the World War II world was in the teasers for season 3. So no spoilers, really.
Address how they keep trying to spoil season 3 for everyone by talking about Nazi world.
You brought it on
their own.
You
done just like a dinosaur would.
Also, way to glom on to one point and not have anything to compare to our excellent soundtrack. Much better than Jurassic Park soundtrack. And also,
you name one song.
Fucking, they cover a bunch of songs in this cool old-timey piano thing. And also, the Shogun world, that's really cool. That fucking samurais and ninjas is awesome. That's cool. Dinosaurs are cool, but we got so many more cool things in Westworld.
And I get to ride a horse in Westworld. I do not, as we said, in multiple ways, you're not encouraged to ride the, I was about to call them dragons.
Yeah.
I'll allow that. Yeah.
There we go. Land.
But
there's no animal abuse in Westworld. It definitely isn't Jurassic Park.
Just the abuse of people.
Yeah.
Right. So everyone, I want everyone to go around now and say, if you could fuck a dinosaur, what type of dinosaur?
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
No one do this. Because someday we'll get famous and it's just going to look bad.
My political career.
So the guest judge for this episode is none other than El Capitan of Comedio. He's one of the Koo kids. Give it up for Stephen Koo.
Hey. Definitely judging everyone from my home. You know, I would say this was a really, really good our debate. It was went a lot better than I expected. Both sides made really good points. But when it came to the topic of Tyrannosaurus sex, I thought that I was getting mixed messages from the Westworld team of should we encourage more sex with dinosaurs, or are the dinosaurs already being abused too much? I wasn't understanding what argument you guys were making, so I gotta give this to Team Westworld. Or, sorry, Team Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
oh, God, already,
go. There we go.
Their intellectual laziness of relying on a single reference, I'm appalled at this
point. You brought it up.
I didn't mention the Nazi thing at all. I'm just saying, you guys, you got to pick a side when it comes to have more sex with dinosaurs or have less sex with dinosaurs. And I was definitely getting both messages.
I leave it open to the American people to determine what kind of dinosaur sex is best for their family.
No. Do not abuse our dinosaurs.
No, do not have sex with them. Keep them in cages, right, jerks?
They have a whole world. They have a whole world to themselves.
That's true, you know. Free the dinosaurs and let them do what they want.
Exactly.
Let the dinosaurs go to Westworld.
It's called Jurassic World, not Jurassic Cages.
I'm pretty sure you could get a dinosaur dildo.
You said pretty sure, but I feel like you knew that one.
Well, I know that you can get alien ones, so I feel like you could get a dinosaur one.
Can you get a dragon one?
Definitely do. Yeah.
Get a dragon one?
Baddragon.com.
The
dragon is like actually immensely popular online right now.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't even know Jordan was still here. Thanks for...
Jordan just chimed in to tell us popular dildos exist.
My video. I've been listening to the whole debate.
Well... Well, friends, now the time has come for me to get your social media info and people to find out where they can check you out online. We'll start with Stephen Koo because he was the judge of this episode. Stephen, where can people find you online?
You can find me at the Super Koo on Twitter, but I'd appreciate if you find me more on komed.io. That's my whole nerds team, and they need food. So give them money sometimes.
True. I'm Wonder Dave. I'm the host. You can find me at Team Wonder Dave. You can find this podcast at Nerd Rage TGD and at Comedio Comedy. Those are exciting. Rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. And now, first, we'll start off with our losers. Christy and Jazz, where can people find you guys online?
Not the first time I've been referred to by podcast host as such. Thank you. this is Jazz. You can find me at Calamity Jazz, like the thing that 2020 is, and then my name. pretty much every social media thing. By the time this goes up, I should have a website, but I think I said that last time too. So just type in jazzsufi.com, and then if something happens, yay! And if it doesn't, we all learned a lesson.
Jazz, what did you just win?
Oh, they don't care about poems. I won a poem thing. It was cool.
What was it called? Why not? Our listeners are multifaceted.
Exactly.
They contain multitudes.
They do. Where can they find your poetry online?
Oh, it's not once jazzsufi.com exists, that's where. But it's anything I get published, I just put on my Instagram. So you might as well just check that.
Cool.
Thanks.
All right. Follow Jazz on Instagram. Christy, where can people find you online?
I would just like to say that this whole thing was very upsetting. I advocated for the killing of Nazis, and just
miscarriage of justice.
Not abusing dinosaurs, but if you wanted to have a sexual relationship with a dinosaur, I'm not here to judge. Please find me at Rabid Pixie on all sorts of social media platforms.
So this episode, Christy, like many episodes that you're on, you are, I know you, and I know that you love Jurassic Park and you love Westworld. And you've been put in this position before where you have to fight things that you love versus another thing that you love. How are you holding up?
I'm full of rage and I don't know what to do with myself. I can't believe you didn't bring up pterodactyls. They were in that shitty third movie. It was so good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There were too many things to bring up.
I was thinking pterodactyls too, but T-Rex is like the dopest from like the first one.
Really,
and then the third one was like, which one sucked? Number two? Number two sucked, yeah.
I can't believe none of us said clever girls this whole time.
Okay. Yeah, that was a loss. I apologize.
Clever girls?
Yeah.
It's from the Raptors.
Velociraptor.
Life will find a way.
Clever girl.
Yeah, life will find so many.
Life will find a way is pretty much like the thesis statement of both franchises.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and congratulations on your win, Courtney Snell and Rebecca. I just read your name.
I know.
That was really weird. Rebecca Ann Henry, congratulations to the two of you. Where can people find you guys on social media?
You can find me at nospoilers.com. No, I'm playing.
Listen, it was in the teaser for season 3.
In the teaser. You got to see the teaser. You're spoiling everything. See, this is why people don't like Westworld. You can find me
at... This is why people don't like dinosaurs.
People love dinosaurs. What are you talking about? That's why we won. because we love them. You love them so much, you guys, you're encouraging sex with them, but then don't want to be in cages. Do you not want to be in cages because you want to have sex with them? Is that why? Right, right. Okay, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Corday Made Yo Day. That's CordeMadeYo Day, D-A-Y. Yeah. Becca, I'll give it up to my other house.
You can find me on Instagram at BEEHENRY. You can find my website at thesamething.com, BEEHENRY.com. I don't update it as much as I should, but it's there and there's dragons on it. And also Twitter at HissHissBangBang. So that's me.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for, you know, joining us here on the podcast today. Like us at komed.io. Join us next time when we debate Gunsmoke versus The Land Before Time. I've been Wonder Dave. This is Nerd Rage, the great debates.